If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM, let's create.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
To the NBA now. You're a big NBA guy.
Mm-hmm.
Big Celtics guy. And by the way, you put us on the Celtics team total first half.
How about that one last night?
Bonkers what happened.
Did you wind up seeing how it ended?
Yes, I did. So, and it was, by the way, hovering around 62.5, maybe a 63 out there as well. Land 63.
Yep.
Could have easily been more than that. Now, we were talking about this before you popped on. The pecking order of teams, right, your rankings here, that can actually beat Boston potentially in the Eastern Conference to keep them out of the finals. Who would it be? Who would you start with at the very top?
I mean, I think we have to start by talking about Miami, and Miami could be a first-round matchup, depending on where Miami comes out of the play-in. That would be a really interesting way to start this postseason for the Celtics, right? You're playing the team that you've been in a Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Final consecutive seasons. Miami has to be mentioned. It's a tough question, honestly, because I feel like I should say Milwaukee is the team, is the at the top of the list of teams they can beat them. But I'm not that scared of Milwaukee. I think that the Celtics would take care of that series in 6 games. I wouldn't be terrified of the Bucks coming out. So, and it's not the Sixers. I know they lost that terrible game, the Dean Wade game in Cleveland.
Yeah.
It's not going to be the Cavs. So that puts me on the Knicks and the Heat. The Knicks and the Heat are the two teams that I would be the most scared of, and hopefully that's not disrespecting Milwaukee too much. Milwaukee's nice, but I would be very confident in Boston in a series against Milwaukee.
So would I. I mean, do the Knicks absolutely unequivocally have to have Randle back, or would OG be enough to give the Celtics a series?
I think OG out there is enough. I think Randle can mess up the flow at times. Mm. For the Knicks, and they can play better without him, or they at least have 5 that they can put on the floor without him and be really, really good, be at their best. Sometimes it can be beneficial to have Randle if he's playing very well, but they can get it done without him. So, again, like I said to you guys before we went on, I'll be shocked if the Celtics don't win the East. Now, out West, different problems. I could see them losing the finals again like they did to Golden State. But what is that? DraftKings right now, minus 125, Celtics to win the East. I think they're going to win the East. It would be a very disappointing season if they don't win the East.
Does DraftKings have exact matchup? Because I took that. I mean, a lot of people were recommending 5-1 plus 550, and I eventually jumped in plus 350, but that's...
I assume it's got to be on here somewhere. I'm scrolling around right now.
Exact match. Okay.
You're talking about Denver-Boston.
Yes. Sorry, yes. I do know this. If they face the Knicks and or Heat going in from the get-go, those against Boston, the opponents have a coaching edge, and it's significant. Spoelstra over Mazzulla is big, and Tibbs over Mazzulla is big. And the other thing that will not go away is this late game crap.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what are you doing in these late games in the final 2 minutes?
This is what we need to talk about, because I've been pulling my hair out over this for 2.5 years. They can blow anybody out by 20.
Mm-hmm.
They can mop the floor with you, but when you get in the tight games, they stop playing. They play a different way. It's the isolation. It's Brown's turn. It's Tatum's turn. And it messes with all of their flow that gets them out to these ridiculous leads.
Well said.
Now, they can do it. Like, as a Celtics fan, my favorite game over the past 3 years or so was Game 6 in Milwaukee of 2022. They blew Game 5 at home. They did what we just talked about and crapped their pants in Game 5 at home and lost. They had to win 2 in a row, but to do so, they had to go to Milwaukee. Tatum was clutch. He had 46. He was hitting everything. He played well in crunch time. We've seen them do it. They can do it. Tatum is clearly talented enough to be the guy at the end of these games, but the majority of the time they don't. I don't know what they need to do to develop that consistency that some of these other teams have in crunch time, but they don't have it, and it's wildly frustrating if you are a Celtics better or a Celtics fan.
Here's what Mazzulla should do, or some coach on the team. Have film session and have two TVs side-by-side playing late game compared to early game when the flow, the passing, the spacing is a thing of beauty, and it's one of the best offenses you've ever seen. And then you hit it right on the head when it's crunch time. It's like that goes away, and then it's like Tatum dribble, dribble, dribble. I'm going to go Kobe Bryant now, and you're going to miss.
It's all a mindset that, you know, starts with Tatum of, all right, it's a close game. We got to score on this possession. I have to do X, Y, and Z.
Yep.
Versus, like you said, how beautiful they play for the first, 44 minutes of the game.
The DraftKings menu was so good, and I talked about this and gave it out on air and bet it. And I know you. This is interesting. You talked about it on your show, but it was a while back. Now you look at ESPN BPI. The 76ers are 88% to be in the play-in.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be in the play-in.
Yep.
So I don't know. When's Embiid coming back, and then what's he look like in conditioning and all that? You're probably playing Miami and or Indiana, and then the Chicago Bulls. So they're 5-1 to miss the playoffs.
So
that's outrageous to me.
Here's what shocks me, and we did a segment on this on The Sweat at least a month ago, and I gave out that play, Philly to miss the playoffs. But I think it was the same price. It was plus 500. Maybe it was plus 550. But how could, they've tumbled down the standings. I don't understand how it's still priced where it's priced. Mm-hmm. But you're telling me we're getting a team that we're essentially guaranteeing is going to be in that play-in round. Now we have them at 5-1 not to make the playoffs. That I don't even need to know the team necessarily. Just give me any team at that number that's going to be in the play-in to miss the playoffs, and I'm on board. So we don't know what Embiid will look like. The Sixers have been anything but clutch over the years in the postseason.
Yeah.
So I am totally on board. I can't believe it's still 5-1. I'm probably going to add to that.
This might be the best card of the year so far tonight in the NBA with these games.
You said that. I feel like I need to dig deeper into NBA now
because
I wasn't ready for this.
We've had some great cards in the last week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you did say, though, SGA is doubtful.
So SGA is doubtful. Minus 125 on Phoenix is pretty good if SGA is not going to play, right?
It means a lot to that team. I mean, we saw it the other night. Clearly, I mean, that moved when he was announced out. They went from 7 against Houston down to 5, and I thought, that's not enough, man.
He can't be worth
2 points. He's worth more than that.
That's I agree. I didn't get that move either. If he's doubtful, even if he's announced out, if he's already doubtful, you would think it's pretty much priced in, and Phoenix goes from minus 2 to like 2.5, 3, right?
It's not going to be drastic, I wouldn't think.
No. So I might wait and see if he gets ruled out because, like I told you guys during the break, I think one of the times we were talking about SGA being doubtful, I gave out like an OKC fade on the show and then texted you guys like an hour later. He was upgraded from doubtful to probable with these crazy NBA tags. So maybe I'll wait and see because I don't think it'll move too much, but I do have some interest in Phoenix. They're playing well. They beat Denver the other night.
Yep.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like,
whoa.
And?
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.